is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's air defense intercepting Iranian missiles over Tel Aviv as back-and-forth attacks intensify on the seventh day of their conflict. The BBC's Dan Johnson is in Jerusalem.
Israel's military said air defenses detected 20 to 30 missiles. There were loud interceptions over Jerusalem and explosions in Tel Aviv. At least seven sites were hit, including the Shiroka Hospital in Be'er Sheva, further to the south. The roof was on fire. There was damage to wards and corridors. At least 47 people were injured, three of them seriously. Israel's accused Iran of hitting a civilian target. Iran has suggested it was aiming at a nearby technology facility.
CBS News has learned President Trump has approved attack plans for Iran as an option, but he's holding off in case Tehran agrees to ditch its nuclear program.
I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war.
He says if it's a choice between joining the fight or Iran having a nuclear weapon, in his words, you have to do what you have to do. For now, more U.S. military assets are on the move. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group is en route to that region from the Indo-Pacific. That's going to join the USS Carl Vinson that's already there. So with that group, three destroyers, a guided missile destroyer already there, it's about as tooled up as you can be.
The State Department is restarting student visa interviews with new restrictions. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The department says consular officers will examine social media accounts to screen out applications whose postings might be considered hostile to the U.S. Those who refuse to comply may not be granted visas. The Trump administration had temporarily halted visa interviews while it prepared to expand the screening requirements.
The FDA has approved a new shot that's injected twice a year to prevent HIV. Clinical trials show Yeztugo is nearly 100% effective. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
This is huge. I remember my first patient with HIV/AIDS, March of 1981, first bed on the left. He died, and so did every single patient with HIV I saw for years.
The price is also huge. It's $28,000 a year. It's still unclear just how much insurance will cover. New numbers from the CDC show more seniors are dying from losing their step. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
In 2023 alone, more than 41,000 retirement-age Americans died of falls, with more than half of those deaths among those 85 and older. The data brief did not explore reasons behind the increase.
Dow futures are down 44. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Most everything government-related in the city of Racine is on hold today. Some things are running in Kenosha. Today is the Juneteenth holiday, with city halls in both communities closed for the day. In Racine, trash collection is pushed back a day. Regular garbage pickup today in Kenosha. Civic Center Park in Kenosha is the site of a Juneteenth event today. Racine held their big holiday parade over this past weekend. It was someone under the influence that drove into the Walgreens on Memorial in Racine yesterday. That's according to Racine police. They say the driver will be cited for OWI after crashing into the store, causing significant damage. The driver did have minor injuries. The car went from the front to the back of the store, and speed is believed to have contributed to the crash. The drive-through part of the pharmacy was able to stay open. A full cleanup and reopening is set for tomorrow. A family fight turned violent in Racine this week, with shots being fired and suspects arrested, all before noon on Tuesday. There were minor injuries to one person at the home on Park Avenue. It escalated to gunfire, causing minor injuries. Two people, a 29-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man, were taken into custody. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine's Island Park Beer Garden opens tomorrow. A ribbon cutting will be followed by local beer options, food, music, and games. The event is said to be family and dog friendly and continues all weekend at the park on Liberty. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Someone told me they made the first Star Wars movie, the entire cast and crew was on drugs because it was the 70s. They had some wild times back then or something. That kind of seems to make sense. Can you imagine a writer's meeting for the movie Star Wars? Big, okay, dig this, man. His name's Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee. No, those are his lines. Write that down. Spell it right. All the other writers are like, George, you want to take a break? It's like, what if you're an actor in the 70s auditioning for the part of a Wookiee? That's got to be embarrassing, right? It's like, next.
I see you. went to Palisades Park, but I remember the commercials all over radio and television for Palisades Park in New Jersey. And I just never went there for some reason. I remember passing by once. It's not there anymore, obviously. But, yeah, that's a real place, Palisades Park. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. And I want to thank you for joining me. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning. We're looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 82 degrees. It's Juneteenth Day, of course. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 65, partly sunny tomorrow. Chance of showers with a, let's see, a high near 77 tomorrow. Now, get ready for a hot weekend. Both days, Saturday and Sunday, sunny and hot. 92 the high Saturday, 91 on Sunday. Crank up the fans and air conditioners. A lot of people love it when it's hot outside. They go outside all the time. It's beautiful. They love it. I don't. I like refrigeration. And when it gets that hot outside, no. No, I don't like it. That's why I stay indoors. But a lot of people do. They love it. My mother used to love it. She said, oh, come on, it's so hot outside. No. I'm staying inside with the fan blowing on my face. I know those California girls love it hot, huh? Yeah, Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the historic AM frequency, 1400.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there.
Girls, 6:13, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So an 18-year-old girl in Iowa was supposed to get picked up for a first date. She decided she didn't want to meet that guy anymore. So instead of just telling him the date's off, she went through this elaborate thing calling 911 and claiming to the police that he was her abusive ex. Cops showed up to arrest him, realized the girl was lying. Now she's facing charges for false reporting. Why didn't you just say to the guy, I don't want to date you anymore? My mama said, don't date people like you. She could have just said that. Saved a lot of heartache. Here it comes, the Shirelles. Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Mama said,
Mama Says, Sherelle's Local News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN 616. Odd but true. You ready for this? Back in 1983, Steve Jobs sent a typed, signed letter saying he won't give out any more signed autographs. Years ago, that signature, that signed piece of paper, went for $480,000. I think I'll do that. I'll just put a piece of paper out there. Don Rosen will not sign any more autographs forever and sign it. I'll see if that has any value when I go someday. All right, let's get a look at the beat with Pete right now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Sugar and Spice, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Ariana Grande, big singer, big star, also the star of the movie Wicked, and also the sequel, not the sequel, but part two to Wicked, coming up this November. She was once asked during a Q&A session with young fans who she'd like to have dinner with, living or dead. She answered, Jeffrey Dahmer, because she was obsessed with serial killers at the time. Kind of extra creepy, isn't it, huh? 625, local news, timeless hits, looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 82 degrees. Right now, the clouds are out there, 64 degrees at Radio Park with Steppenwolf.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make
attention. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Tell me you don't think about Easy Rider every time you hear that song. Wow, I love it. Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. So an online poll asked this question. Interesting question. Who would win, Superman or the entire U.S. Army? Huh, that is an interesting question. 73% said Superman. Of course he can't. First of all, how are you going to defeat him? You can't shoot him. You can't blow him up. And unless the U.S. Army's got kryptonite, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, he could do everything. He could melt people with their X-ray eyes. He could do everything. So, yeah, Superman would win. There's no doubt about it. I think it's hypothetical. At least I think it is. Hey, it's 629 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Let's get a look at our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Walgreens that had a car inside of it yesterday expects to fully reopen tomorrow. The drive-through part of the pharmacy was able to service customers yesterday as crews had a cleanup on all the aisles. The driver cited for OWI was injured and treated at the hospital. It's a holiday slowdown for city services across the area, with Juneteenth being observed today. Racine's government offices are mostly closed and trash pickup is pushed back a day. Kenosha is keeping regular garbage collection on schedule and hosting a Juneteenth celebration at Civic Center Park. Racine already held its big holiday parade last weekend. The young man pulled from Lake Michigan in Illinois Tuesday night didn't make it. 20-year-old Luis Espinoza of Waukegan drowned off the Illinois Beach State Park near Zion. First responders from both sides of the state line attempted a rescue. And a new outdoor gathering spot is coming to Racine. The Island Park Beer Garden opens tomorrow, giving people a chance to connect over drinks, food trucks, and live music. A statement says the beer garden welcomes families and dogs and will be open throughout the weekend at Island Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A new bipartisan agreement done at the state capitol could mean some improved health care options for folks in rural communities. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. It is called the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act. And Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston from Stevens Point, who chairs the Senate Agriculture and Revenue Committee, is happy that it's finding support. Teston says that this bill has been around for at least 13 years, trying to authorize qualified registered nurses to practice independently of a physician and without need for collaboration, as long as cases don't fall outside their areas of expertise. Teston says that gives rural health care providers a whole lot more options.
You know, we have an agreement, and while not everyone was 100% happy with the final product, I am quite confident it's going to get signed into law and it's going to move these advanced practice registered nurses in the right direction, which is primarily to empower them to do the jobs that they were trained to do, which is to take care of patients. And so I'm hopeful that we will become the 29th state that has enacted a form of this legislation. And it's a step in the right direction to help patients and empower providers.
That's Wisconsin Senator Pat Testeny says when it comes to frontline medical professionals, especially in rural communities, they are well aware of the dire workforce challenges being faced. He said this APRN Modernization Act would hopefully help relieve some of that stress.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
And starting next week, organic grain producers around the state will have several field day opportunities coming their way. Aaron Silva, who's professor and extension specialist of the Old Grain Program, says despite inflationary pressures, organic product sales exceeded $71 billion last year and are expected to grow this year by at least a 4% rate. More stories like that available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck, you're an idiot. You want a beer? Boom, that's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the eight-hour fight that will be Christmas. You ever see a big family fight and you're not in the fight? It's kind of cool. You sit on the couch like you're Jacques Cousteau in the shark cage. Observe as they tear each other to pieces. But we are safe here in the cage. One of the boyfriends, it's his first year, it's my seventh. He's like, what do we do? Shut up, stay low. Keep your head down. We are safe in the cage. And then the most awful thing I've ever seen, five drunk, screaming sisters in mid-argument, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're sick. He stands up in the middle of them. Hey, don't you talk to her like that. And Philippe left the cage.
Don Rosen in the morning.
On the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees. get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Pack up the babies, grab the old ladies to Hot Harbor Nights. Make plans to spend tonight at Festival Park on Hot Harbor Nights for live music, food, drink, and the perfect setting for a summer night. The music is free. It starts about 6 o'clock. Enjoy the lake views and relaxed setting. This Thursday, tonight, it's Alyssa Dominguez, and she provides the music. It's all under the tent, so it goes rain or shine. Now, that's where the ice skating rink used to be. That's where they're talking. The big tent up there now with tables and chairs and everything all set up for you. Hot Harbor Nights tonight at Festival Park. All right. You know, there are psychopaths everywhere. All right. On the roads everywhere in America. But they might have one of four different license plates. A new study looked into, quote, dark personality traits. They found that Americans are most likely to display these traits in Nevada, New York, South Dakota, Texas. Wisconsin is not one of them. Scared you there for a second, didn't I? Yeah, imagine that. You know, when I do road trips, I try not to do it at night because you don't know who's in that. One time we had to do a road trip at night. We were going through Oklahoma, and this pickup truck just started beeping the horn at me, and this guy was screaming out the window, just giving any hand gesture he could. I don't know why. I was going to the speed limit, not even near the guy. I don't know if he confused me with somebody. But him and his partner in that pickup truck were really angry. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I only travel during daylight now when I'm on these road trips. Yeah. Hey, top 10 hit from 1960. Here's Anita Bryant, My Little Corner of the World, WRJN.
Oh, come along with me to my little corner of the world and dream a little. My little corner of the world, tonight, my love, we'll share a sweet embrace. We'll soon forget there's
just lost her, I think, this year or last year, Anita Bryant, in my little corner of the world. Hey, don't want to be bored this summer. Everyone in America is getting in on this. What is the cheapest hobby someone can get into this summer? All right, the most popular response is bird watching, chess, board gaming, gardening, cooking. But nobody said anything to do with water. You figure somebody would have some kind of water event this summer. Mine is sitting in an air-conditioned room. That's my hobby this summer. Hey, coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll be talking to Sherry Tussler. She is working on a summer food program for children and adults. We'll find out all about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock here at WRJM. It's 6:44, gradual clearing today with a high near 82 on this Juneteenth day. Partly cloudy, low 65 tonight, partly sunny tomorrow. Sunny and hot in the 90s this weekend. Seven local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. Got a good friend? You think you trust your friends? Well, don't be too sure. You ready for this? A 24-year-old guy in Salt Lake City got arrested. He was out to lunch with a friend, accused the guy of being a werewolf, pulled out a wooden stake and tried to drive it through his heart. The friend got away. He wasn't hurt. The werewolf killer, he got in big trouble. And that was his friend. Could you imagine if it was his enemy?
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit OurHarmonyClub.org to learn more.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Hey life, look at me, I can see the real time. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find it,
from the movie of the same name, The Happening, the Supremes local news. Timeless hits at WRJN 655. Lay's Potato Chips, when they have a contest, they don't fool around. They announce the winner of their Do Us a Flavor contest, and bacon grilled cheese flavored potato chips won. The prize, $1 million. You know what? That kind of sounds good. Bacon grilled cheese flavored potato chips. That guy might buy a bag when it comes out. Checker making the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year after all these years. He used to really want to get in there. He was just going on radio shows all the time saying, why am I not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, he is now, and he'll be inducted this year. I don't want to panic anybody, but Pepsi and Mountain Dew are canceling 14 flavors. Who knew there was even that many? They're canceling them, being discontinued, probably because nobody's buying them. But you can go online to find out which ones aren't there anymore in case you're in a state of panic and it's your soda they're getting rid of.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all. Now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you.
Sunny,
thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature.
shine so sincere, sunny one so true. I love you.
Bobby Hebb, Sonny. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. All right, I think this is good news. There's a study out showing that drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a lower risk of death, particularly in heart issues. That's good news. I guess the bad news is it only works if you don't drown it in cream and sugar. Talking about a guy from a guy who never tasted coffee in his life, I don't know how that's going to help me, but... It's 7 o'clock.
WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.